the Mishnah says, are there basar bodkin as hametzah or haner? Central chakira that we've been pursuing is to try to determine whether le'or haner is a mere technicality, a
leave of
the tosefta. Shebedikas haner yafe meruba, or whether we can discern, perhaps not only with respect to or haner, but also with respect to the timing, or le'or basar, something of a more fundamental nature. The Gemara in Tzachim and Daf Dalet begins with a very technical explanation. And in that context, since the people happen to be home at night, so or haner yafa lebedika in a pre-electrical age, it sounds like that's a very practical way of doing things. But Amar Abaye Hilka Chaytzerba Meirabonan, if somebody is a Talmud Chacham, they should refrain from laliftach biidane. The regular Zman Kavua, they should refrain from that. Dilma Asi Li Mnui Mitzvah is very suspicious, and so we pointed out that according to Rashi, he fundamentalizes the halacha, and he says that Orli Arbasar Kinisas Leil Arbasar, so not just any time that night, but that night itself is Leil Bedikas Chametu, and Rashi goes further in stating Mitzvaso Bener, giving a kind of a formal presentation of both Le'or Haner as well as Or Li'arbasar. The parallel text in the Yerushalmi begins by again, making what would appear to be a very fundamental argument to Le'or Achama, Le'or Levana, Le'or Kochavim, Le'or Haner. The Yerushalmi implies it's true even in the daytime, but the Yerushalmi raises questions in terms of its conclusion when it asked about Mivuo Soafelin and said, Milhon de Rabbanan Amari and Lokama duhu minhar bilelya, hu minhar biyamama. The kind of light that the Ner provides during the evening is not the same as it provides during the daytime, leaving us to wonder what exactly would be the status of Ner during the daytime. If you're a purist and you hold mitzvaso Biner, there's nothing to negotiate and nothing to talk about, that would be true afilu bayom, and that is representative of the shita of the Bar Tanura. He quotes a parallel idea to the one that we find in the Yerushalmi, Shraga bitihara my mahanya, and nonetheless Misha avar velo badak orli arbasar ubadak arbasar shachris bodek leor haner. The Mordechai draws the same conclusion, but again he gives pragmatic or technical considerations priority in noting that the Or Haner is particularly efficacious when it comes to Chorin U'Sedakin, raising the question, again, if those did not exist, if a person could demonstrate, it wouldn't be that hard to do, that either those are only in the Makomo Shein Machnis and Mohen Chametz, or that they simply don't exist in his domicile, one would really have to wonder about the application for the Mordechai. So we thought it would be a good idea, as it always is, to look at the source in the Gemara itself, the Gemara in Dav Zayin Amud Beis, and the Gemara also is nitan to a variety of different explanations. The Menohani Mile begins with Psukim in Shmos, goes to Psukim in Sefer Bereishis, continues on with Psukim in Sefania, and concludes with Psukim in Mishle, raising the question about whether we're really dealing with a Din D'Oraisa, or perhaps just an Asmachta B'Alma Divrei Torah, Mi Dibre Kabbalah. So that's the position, of course, as we saw yesterday, of Rashi, as opposed to Rashi of Rabbeinu Chananel, who seems to take the Gemara at face value, and the way that he formulates it is of particular note, as Ben Sion pointed out yesterday, Shivas Yamim Seor Lo Yimatze Bivateichem. So once you do all of the logistics in terms of the hermeneutics in this case, Shivas Yamim Seor Lo Yimatze Bivateichem, Eichabez Vagadol Heichava Katon Kilava Yimatze, Abayim Lachabezes Yerushalayim Baneiros, Nero Lokim Nishmas Adam. So once you get down to the end, when the Pasuk says, Shivas Yamim Seor Lo Yimatze Bivateichem, Lo Yimatze implies Al Pi Halacha Chipus Biner, because the Ner is capable of checking Afilu Bechadarim, Bechadri Chadarim, even internally, Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. Rabbeinu Chananel's position would most likely be affiliated with the position of the Ran, where the Ran is discussing, again, the fact that Bedika and Beer is surely Hakim Darais of Tashbisu. So the Ran says, and he raises the question, maybe you'll make the argument that the Gemara in Dav Zayin Amid Beis is only an Asmachta Halesa, says the Ran. It is not the case, because after all, we have a Machlokes HaTanoim, the Mishnah and Reish Parakol Shah, between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. They're clearly, seems to him, the Ran, arguing about a Daraisa, Hash Besasa Bechol Davar, versus Ein B'Yerchamei Tel Asreifa, Dano Minosar. They're drawing it out from Sukkim and Daraisa concepts, and certainly according to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, Matzino Lehavara Shehi Av Melacha, V'HaTora Amra, the Torah said, Tashbisu Se'or Mibateichem. So the Ran itself clearly is indicating the B'dika slash B'er is the Daraisa process, but in terms of his reading of the Gemara on Dav Zayin, you could make the argument that he's open to the idea that those psukim are asmachtos, but when he says halesa, what he's referring to is a rejection of the idea that bedika and biur is daraisa. As I said yesterday, no one, I think, was prepared to bet my house on it, as he said, but not his own house. I spoke to your father about that. I said, you know, willing to take liberties. Okay. But Noam said that he was willing to bet my house in any event on the fact that the Ran was taking a stand on the Gemara also. And as was pointed out yesterday, there's a clear nafkamina, because the Gemara on Zayin Amud Beis is the only place that the Gemara actually discusses Ner. So even if you hold that Bedika slash Bir is generally Daraisa, you might say that Ner alone is an Asmachta, and therefore certainly wouldn't be Le'ikuba, and maybe doesn't take on a Daraisa status in its own right. So let's now begin with the Gemara on Dav Ches and try to take things a little bit further as opposed to or Hachama. Okay, so let's Tanu Rabbanan, the very last line of Zayin Amud Beis through Ches Amud Aleph Miktaf Iktufe. Okay, so this includes the Or Havuka, which we noted in the Tosefta, that was added in by the Gra. Right? So in the strength of this text, it's adding in the Or Havuka. Now the Or Havuka will be featured very prominently here. Levi, I remember yesterday, you were the one who pointed that out. Like, well, what's this default assumption, so we'll have to get into that today. Chopes kol chadrei bata. Okay, what Rabbeinu Chananel pointed out yesterday was kol masha b'chadarim, in the innermost recesses. Okay, so the Gemara wants to know, right, it's easy to say lo la'or ha'levana, lo la'or ha'avuka, lo la'or ha'kol chavim, but what's less lo la'or ha'chama? So last time we checked, if it's really or le'arbasar, there shouldn't be an or ha'chama, right? Unless it's shemesh b'givon dom v'yareach v'emek ayalon. So we're not exactly sure what's going on. So, hi or hachama hechidami. Okay, so a column did. Sometimes you had single ones, sometimes you had a double achsadra, right? Classical Greek and Roman architecture. So you have a lot of ambient sunlight, which is coming through the columns. You see them now today only in the ruins. Yeah.
The royal star, the basement does an achsadra?
It could be. The you mean from Herod?
Yeah.
Yeah. That would probably qualify.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so this Gemara, you know, again, we've been working on this for not for that long, but for a little while now. So this Gemara just broke open massive new territory. Up until now, we had maintained the line, right, L'or Haner, and we wondered, you know, L'or Haner, maybe even during the daytime, but what is the Gemara saying here? That apparently this L'or Hachama is not such an ironclad principle. As the Gemara starts talking about the Achsadra is legitimate, right? The Aruba, Skylight, Levhade Aruba. So the Gemara is even willing to consider Litzdadin and says, oh, so when we said Lolo Achama, it was just in areas where the ambient sunlight is not that great because it's not, again, if there's sunlight on the roof, right, and you know, you're looking for Chametz, which is not directly beneath it, so the sunlight is not going to be that helpful. So that's what we mean, Lolo or Hachama. That's totally news to us, right? Okay, so Shem, let's go a little bit further, then we'll go back to leave. We'll see Rashi. Shvisham Chavyon Uzo. It's from Chabakuk. Okay, this is the bastion of his strength. Lema tzadikim domin b'fnei shchina. Right, so the Gemara is, you know, protesting, right? And the Gemara is saying, wait a second, you know, apropos Levi's point yesterday, Lola or Havuka, the Havuka is the mitzvah min hamuvchar. What could possibly be better than an Havuka? And in fact, you know, Boaz, going back to your metaphysical interpretation, you know, the Gemara is saying, you know, the tzaddikim bifnei hashchina, that's like, you know, ner to the Havuka. So the Havuka is greater than the ner, right? Obviously, because the divine presence, divine illumination is being compared to an avuka, righteous people who are only like reflections of that. You remember the famous Maimar Chazal, that Moshe Rabbeinu and Yehoshua, Pnei Moshe Kibnei Chama, Pnei Yehoshua Kibnei Levanar, Pnei Yareach, right? So that the tzaddikim who somehow are like, you know, reflections of divine illumination, there's a lot to say about this, but we'll restrict ourselves for now. So that's Kiner Bifnei Havuka, said Sasha Davar Pashat, Velola Ora Havuka, Samar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4 shitos in the Amoraim. Why Or HaNer, at least when it comes to Bedikas Chametz, is superior to Or HaAvuka? In other words, Midahavdala, Eino Nishma LeBedikas Chametz. It's a different halachic institution. One doesn't have anything to do with the other. So the first approach of Nachum Yitzchak is, again, based on Achniso LeCharon LeStakin. That's very familiar to us. Rav Zvid's comment about Ora Lefanav and Ora LeAcharav is new. We'll have to try to understand that. Rav Papa says, Hai Boyas V'Hai Lo Boyas, which is in some ways the most interesting one. And Ravina says, Hai Mashach Nahoro V'Hai Miktaf Yiktufei, something again about the light. Okay, so Shimi, let's go through Rashi, as Rashi will explain both Lola Or HaChama and Lola Or HaAvuka, and then we'll go to leave. Yeah, start from there, let's go all the way down. Well, so what's Rashi saying?
That you can check
this column. It's excellent. Does it sound like it's a bit d'evet to do it during the daytime?
No, that's when you get the best lighting.
Absolutely. Ain't sarich lahavi laor hanar balayla elabot kabayom. Sounds like that's what you should do. So that's a completely different category. We had never seen an exception like that before. Okay? Then we start moving to other spaces where there might be bountiful sunlight. Udehecha. So, Why would that be any worse than an achsadra, right? There's plenty of ambient light that's penetrating all around. It's directly beneath the aperture. So neged achor mamish amai. Lo gara, can't be any less. Hainu achsadra. So the answer is, let's dadin. So if it's off to the side, so you might not be able to rely as much on the sunlight. Okay. Okay, so this is something that Rashi quotes on the Torah as well, right? Sama or hagadol lemshelas hayom, sama or katon lememshelas halayla. The or harishon was ganus letzadikim, lasi lavo. A lot to say about that. Okay. Kikaran or panav, right? That his face was radiant. So as a candle is to a torch, so the tzaddikim are illuminated by the divine presence. So the best practical example of this is obviously Moshe Rabbeinu, right? What we refer to as the Karnei HaHod in the rabbinic lexicon. So Vizharurin Miyara Kadosh Baruch Hu Lo Letzadik Miziv Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? So Hashem's luminescence has this kind of an impact. So Oro LaAcharav, this is what a distinction is. Oro LaFanav, Oro LaAcharav. Okay, so one of them is that, right, it provides light behind, and what you really need is light in front. So there's a technical problem. High bias, high low bias. I thought this is the most interesting. Or shelo yavir. Fascinating. So let's just take a pause here. We don't want to run through this one too quickly. Right, misyare shelo yavir es habayis. The avuka is too powerful. You know what? You're right. The avuka would objectively be better light, but the problem is that you have human beings involved, and the power of the light of the avuka is such that he's concerned about setting his home on fire. Misyare shelo yavir es habayis ve'ein libo al habedika yafe. He's not going to be able to focus on the B'dikas Chametz. So let's just pause for a second. This Rashi is extremely consequential. This could have implications, not just limited to Avuka, but going back to Chama. Why? What's so significant about this Rashi? Leave? Good, and I think we can take that and kind of run with it a little bit. So let's go deeper down that direction. So once Rashi is indicating, based on the Gemara, of this distinction, high bias, high low bias, there are four deos in the Amoraim. I'm not saying we have to paskin like this dea. And Rashi says, "Ein libo al habedika yafe." So what argument could one then make and say, "Ela meyata"? If you're going to say that about the avuka, maybe we should say that about an air also. Right? So why would you limit that svara? Some people might say I'd rather not walk around with a candle. Right? And especially if I have areas, large areas of my residence that are nivdakin l'or hachama. So as we said previously, that can even be a din l'chatchila. We said that about the achsadra, right? Because there was such great ambient light. It didn't seem like Rashi was saying, grudgingly, you know, we'll just have to accept that it could be checked during the daytime. That's perfectly fine. So you see this line in the Gemara, which is about Or HaAvuka, could have very far-reaching implications. And Levi, I agree with you. It moves things away from Mitzvaso B'ner. Or as we said yesterday for Rabbeinu Chananel, when the Pasuk says, Shivas Yamim Sorla Yimatze Batechab, he says it's as if it was written in the Pasuk that you must do a Chippus Al Yedei Ner. And if you can't do it, find somebody else to do it for you. Maybe it's better to use a shaliach than to forego the nature of the mitzvah. That's a very fascinating idea. So of the four deos in the Amoraim, this is the only one that seems to open up a much broader perspective, which could have implications for chama and daytime as well. So let's just finish off, just a couple more rashis, then leave. I think Eli has a point as well. Okay. This is something interesting to think about. Again, this is getting back to the quality of the nair itself. So it's saying that when it comes to a torch, it has these kinds of a pulsating effect. It shines brightly, but it's kofates. It jumps, as it were. But the Or HaNer allows you to focus in a stable and consistent fashion on one particular location, Elo Noch B'makom Echad. So it allows you to search out place by place by place. Mikta fiktufi. Okay, so that again, it goes in, goes out, and that makes it less desirable for purposes of bedikas chametz. Okay, so a couple very, very important points in this Gemara. First of all, opening up, and again, seemingly not in a grudging way, seeming like a din lachatchila, this idea of le'or hachama bayom, when it comes to nachsadra or livhade aruba, that's news to us, okay, number one. And number two, that Rashi, in terms of high bias or high low bias, we want you to be totally focused and concentrated on the b'dikas chametz, and so that's why we would rule out the avuka, even if objectively it's a better light, so a person could turn around and say, well, maybe I'm not as focused with a nair, even if you'll tell me that it's very effective, b'dikas haner, yafem beruba, for all of the other reasons, right? As a gavra, my own das is mivul beles because of my pachad, of being mavir, my bias, so maybe for that person, right, even if it's not a rove, even if it's just for some people, it'd be like halachically analogous to an istinus or something. So we would say maybe for that person, right, b'dika bayom is preferable. We don't even have to say what we've been saying up until now. The person was poshea by not being bodek by Lila. So there are a couple of really important takeaways from this Gemara. Leave, you were first, then Eli, then Yehuda. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Eli, and then Yehuda.
How come the Gemara uses Nair instead of Raga? Because if it's adding a group up, then it's teaching that you have to do with the Raga instead. But we didn't get that Nair in the first place.
I don't know enough to say why the Gemara would use the terminology of Ner. I assume because it's in the Pasuk that the Gemara was darshaning it from. The Mishnah uses the language of Ner, and the Gemara cites a Pasuk that has Ner in it, so I'm not sure why you'd prefer Shraga, but I'm not certain. Yehuda. Right, I think that's an excellent diuk. I mean, Rashi talked about Hashbasa Belev, you know, so many times, right? Even if the Rambam superseded him in that respect, the Rambam outdid him by having no Amira whatsoever. You don't take the Ma'akad Mishnah's word for it. But you're right, right? So that the fact that Rashi is now applying this standard to Bedika is certainly noteworthy. That did cross my mind as well. It's a very good diuk.
Because with Rashi, you're only talking about the quality of the light and not the Da.
But the third one, we try to explain away by saying that Rashi is acting as a Rajah, not the quality of the lake. So the fourth Rashi is very clearly a pragmatic approach because he says that it's easy to fall.
Right. Yeah, again, that's almost inescapable based on the Deos and the Gemara. So there's no question that, Yehuda, you're correct. You walk away from this Gemara, it doesn't sound like there's some great halacha l'moshe misinai that ne'er is so special, right? But it's like, you know, we compared it to an avuka, and maybe naturally we would have used an avuka. But the thing is, you need chorin and tzedakah, and the thing is, you need light that's more consistent and it's not jumping around. The thing is, you need a lefana below the achrav. So it has this extremely practical orientation to it. But I think, Yehuda, you know, we could say something even sharper than that. It's not just that the Gemara has a very pragmatic orientation. There's no doubt that you're correct about that. But the Gemara says you don't need an heir at all because it talks about lower hachama. So it's totally eviscerated the formalistic approach. Up until now, we had been saying, v'lo lor hachama, v'lo lor hakochavim, v'lo lor havuka, v'lo lor halavana, right? It's got to be lor haner. And, you know, like the Bartanura was saying, and it's true, shraga b'tihara maya mahanya, but nonetheless, mitzvaso b'ner. So that's the way it has to be done. Well, apparently not. You know, and there's an enormous amount of flexibility based on all of the considerations that we articulated. Rami, and then Levi.
Two quick questions.
Yeah.
Number one, for the Rashi on Rashadah, when he says that it's better to be in the Yom, isn't that kind of a blow to Rashi on Rashadah? I mean, like, that kind of repudiates the entire concept of whale to be Kaskamim.
As stated.
And then, for what was the second answer in the Gemara for the Amoran Tensei?
So you have, again, the Fana versus the Acharav. You have the idea of, is a person going to be able to focus? Is a person going to be too concerned? You have the idea of stability of light versus light that comes in and out. And then we have, again, like a similar idea to that, where the light, again, is elongated, Mashach Nahore versus Iktaf Iktufe, which seems to be coming in and out even worse. Okay, so let's take a look now at the Rif. The Baal Amor, the Melchamas, the Rav. Oh, Levi, you were next. Go ahead.
Is avuka is any multi-wicked?
I think it naturally means really a torch. Avuka we usually translate to be a torch. So, you know, but you're right. So when it comes, the Havdalah reference means me'orei ha'esh, it's got to be at least a double.
How would our modern technologies of incandescent metal, fluorescent gas, diodes, like, what are these kind of, none of these are...
Right, I mean, that's sort of what we've been presenting since the very beginning, since we read the Tosafta, which has a practical orientation. So if you're going in that direction, right, there's the diametric opposite from Rabbeinu Chananel, saying it's basically written in the Pasuk that the Chippos has to be Al Yedei Ener, so I could say Bedikas Aner Yafe Meruba, and then I would say Bedikas LED lights is Yafe Meruba Mizeh, by definition. That's been saying for almost a week now. Okay, so let's. Oh, Levi, you remember your question?
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't necessarily have to say that, you know, the idea that we do it during the day, that the Gemara sort of says you're allowed to do it during the day, and with sunlight, that totally eviscerates the idea of doing it with the Nair. Because you could say, you know, maybe it's talking about a case where you've forgotten to do it at night, so you're doing it during the day, and you're sort of using sunlight as your main source, or as the sunlight are complementing each other. You know, you can still be using the...
Does it sound like that's what Rashi's saying, though?
I don't know.
Well, I think you should. I mean, let's go back. What does the text say? I don't think that we have to speculate about this point. Take a look. Go back. Why don't you read first Rashi again? The Ora Nivdekes. Second line in Rashi. Does it sound like there's an air involved?
No.
I think it's pretty dispositive that Rashi says. Not in a grudging way. When it comes to an achsadra, when it comes to the Vhade Aruba, by all means. And just again, being mitzarif that with the next point in Rashi in terms of high bias, v'hai lo bias, so a person might say, for 90% of my property, I'll prefer to wait to the daytime. Because that's when I'll get my optimal bedika. people have that option, maybe everybody would be taking that option. Okay, so let's take a look at the Rif. The Daf Aleph is Hachadashim, it's Daf Tes. You guys, Bodkinetz Hachametz L'Or Haner, Mibnei She'Or Haner, Yafel L'Bedika. Okay, so who has it? Ben Sion, you want to read? Go ahead. Oh, okay. So
I think it's at Dalet Amud Aleph.
Yeah, well, that's where it would be. It just it basically divided in half. They got rid of the Amud Beis. Okay. Okay. Ben Sion, you have it?
One second.
It starts with the words Bodkin and Sachamech Slar Haner
Bechule. Okay.
Okay,
great. Fine. So, Bodkin and Sachamech Slar Haner Bechule, Mepne She'or Haner Yachal Abedika.
That's a masachem, you know, tongue twister. You don't know if it's for, yeah. Okay. Okay. Excellently done, Ben Sion. The Achsadra Dinafish Nahora Bodkin Osa Afilu Leor Hachama. You always got to be careful with the Rif. Because you read it and you think, okay, so he's just, you know, distilling out that which is not lehalacha, and he's telling us what's lehalacha, but yesh dvarim bego. So there's something absolutely fascinating, both in terms of what's here and what's not here. Okay, so Levi, let's start with what's not here. You would have expected the Rif, im kvar, az kvar, to include what?
You didn't include most of the discussion of why not to use the Ruka.
But that's not surprising because he always excises the Shakla Vitaria. That's exactly what you would expect.
You didn't include that you could.
So once he included that, what he should he have included also? I think Lahalacha Lamaisa.
Litzadin?
Yeah, given the Gemara rejects Litzadin.
Right. Then I don't know.
Rami?
Wow.
Ilan?
Hello?
They've had the Aruba. What about the skylight? So, Ilan, what are the two possibilities? Either nothing to see here because he's going to tell you, Hainu Achsadra, Hainu Livhadi Aruba. You know, the Gemara basically considers them the same, right? Logara, maybe. Or maybe there's a big Kiddush here. Give me a Svara.
Because the place itself isn't any different than the normal values. It just happens to have a little hole in the thing.
So that there could be some very profound lamdas here. The achsadra, which isn't part of a normal internal resonance, you can say that's the or hachama. So one second, you want? Let's just finish. Kalmnid. Kalmnid? It's a, when you have like these Greek or Roman looking columns, and you have a lot of light coming in. You could pull it up on Google Images. Take a look. So it could be that the Rif was drawing a very important distinction. The Achsadra is not really part of the bias. But in your house, directly opposite the Aruba, maybe not. It's hard to know. The Achsadra, the Nafish, Nahara, Bodkin, Osa, Afilu, Leor Hachamu. So that's point number one in the Rif. Now let's go one step further. What's surprising about what is there? Eitan?
Eitan,
outstanding. Shaloka?
Rashi.
Beautiful. That's what learning is. You just have to be, there's just no shortcuts. You just have to be meticulous in everything. Because otherwise you're going to miss things. So he's clearly saying, Afilu l'or hachama. You didn't get that sense from Rashi at all. But we just went over it again for Leave, because Leave was, you know, anticipating. He Leave is really from Fez. Leave Markovich Alfazi. He was sensing the riff. So David, the point appears to be that for the riff, you can't excise the Gemara. But maybe he'll make two limitations. First of all, maybe he's not so convinced about Leave Hade Aruba. That's in your house, so it's got to be done like the rest of Bedikas Chames. We'll use the expression Mitzvaso Bener. And okay, it's true, the Achsadra, which is sort of between your Chatzer and the Bayis. Chatzer is definitely outside. And you can make the argument, okay, Bedikas Chames, that's in your house, L'or Haner. Fine. The Achsadra, which has sort of inside qualities, but also outside qualities. So we're not going to deny that it's possible to do it, le'or hachama, denafish nahora, but it's just afilu le'or hachama. That one word, afilu, maintains the primacy and the supremacy of bedika le'or haner. Afilu le'or hachama. That's all the Gemara meant to say. And that one word, diok, noam, leads me to believe that the omission of Livhade Aruba is probably not an accident. I can't prove it. You willing to bet my house? Okay. My wife's going to start getting nervous. Okay. So the riff in that one line, V'achsadra d'nafish nahura bodkino safu orachama, might be telling us something extremely profound. Now, we were starting to get nervous today. Because Daf Chesam and Aleph, we thought, and Yehuda, you gave very profound voice to this, it seems to be uprooting what we thought we know about Mitzvaso Bener, and Leil Arbasar is Leil Bedikas Chametz. And all of a sudden you have Lo Racham, actually, Lo Racham is not so bad. Maybe it's even Mechatchila. And maybe it depends on the person who's involved. Maybe a Gavra Bayis, we're going to be very flexible with them. So what the Riff is doing is he's putting the controls right back on the Gemara. And he's saying, look, the Achsadra is outside, and the Chiddush of the Gemara was, we'll accept Afilu L'or HaChama. Levade Aruba disappears, and what he's telling us, if we're correct in our interpretation, which is a big question, but if this is correct, is that no, the Tzura of Bedikas Chametz has not changed. It's still Mitzvaso Bener. Meir Rabbeinu Chananel is correct. It's as if it says in the Pasuk, Shivas Yamim Se'or Lo Yimatze Be Vateichem. Chippus Al Yedei Ner is where? In the Bayis. So the Achsadra, okay, so there's also a din of Bedikas Chametz, but we'll be flexible. Livhade Aruba, I'm not so sure. That's also in your bias, even if there's a skylight above it. Okay. Good. Ellie. That's true, but the Gemara didn't cite Lo Yirah as the source. Don't you think it's noteworthy that the Gemara Dafka chooses to cite from Lo Yimatzei V'Vateichem? Is it just random? So, again, you know, I can't prove what I just said, but I you know, as I just said, you know, I tried to provide an explanation. I think that works very in a very elegant fashion for the riff. It's especially important, you know, it's not just true for the Ran, right? But even for the Rambam, we made a point of noting this. So the Rambam in Kufnon Vav, when he describes Tashbisu, you know, of all of the million, as I've said now quite a few times, Mamari Chazal, that he, you know, could have chosen, so he quotes the Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin, of all places, maybe Gemara and Pesachim, not a Bavli, the Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin, he says, oh, you know, when it comes to Chametz, it's ba'asei velosasei. Right? There's Tashbisu Seor mi batechem, and there's the parallel, Shivas Yomim Seor lo yimatzei bevatechem. So lo yimatzei seems to always be linked much more to the world of Bedika and Beer, and I think it has everything to do with the bias. Okay. So this is the riff. Now let's take a look at the Baal Amar, the response of the Ramban, and the Ravid as well. You have to imagine that the Baal Amar was perhaps particularly excited to have been able to comment on this Gemara. The Ma'or HaKatan. This is when the Ma'or HaKatan is greater than the Ma'or HaGadol. The Ner is preferable to the Avuka. Okay, that's a very, very specific taste in humor, I admit. It's a very small niche that you're working on, but for those who appreciate it, it's a subsector, there's no question. okay, so Rabbeinu Zrachya HaLevi, that's how he gave himself the name. He was only 18 years old, which is why he called it the Mor HaKatan. So I guess he did this for his capstone project. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so go ahead then, Sion. So it says, had the sunny and bodikin the orachama, so lo sema hani mile. Bishlosha asar. Okay. Okay, so here we go. So the Baal Amar, commenting on the part of the Gemara distilled by the Rif, v'lo l'orachama lo seima hani milei v'shlosha asar. Don't tell me that the daytime that's being referred to happens to be the date of the 13th of Nisan, by the sunlight. Sheyesh lo livdok lele arba asar. What's the Baal Amar saying? Don't tell me that the arachama that's being referred to is the afternoon of the 13th. That wouldn't make sense, Noam, because? Oh, so there's still an inyan of Zman. Orli Arbasar. Ela afilu bi yudalid. But even, right, let's say something happened on that night. Umifurash bi Yerushalmi. Go ahead, Ben Zion. Just take us a little bit further. So he utilizes the Yerushalmi to draw what conclusion? That the Yerushalmi is still basically supportive of the notion, despite those last two lines where we weren't sure, because it sounded an awful lot. Lo chamad de minher b'yamama minher b'leilya. So maybe you're not going to use it at the yom at all. So he settles us on the Yerushalmi as saying you in fact still, if a person for whatever reason wasn't bodek or le'arbasar, you would still use a candle. The Baal Amar thinks by yudalid v'chi yeshchama b'leila li'ti poter b'shlo bada kada amra afilu b'yom tzarech livdok le'or haner. And the Yom Ben Sion being referred to is which Yom in particular?
The 14th.
Exactly. He still maintains a formal din in the end of Orli Arbasar, right, that is this man, that's what led him away from a reading of it as Yud Gimel, Lo Se Mahani Mile Bishloshasar Sheisha Livdok Lele Arbasar, Ela Filu Be Arbasar, right, that even on Arbasar, you cannot rely on Or HaChama, but that you should actually, Bayom Tzarech Livdok Le'or Haner. Okay, so he comes down on the side of Tzarech Livdok Le'or Haner. It doesn't sound like the Mordechai, right? For practical reasons, it sounds a little bit more like the Bar Tanura, okay? So let's just make sure that we have that. That's the Balamor's understanding. Ilan, go ahead. So that's the question, because that probably should be a machlokes between Rif and Rashi, right? Because when the Rif says afilu, that has the potential of restoring Orli Arbasar to its rightful place. Okay. For Rashi, it's a legitimate question, because it doesn't sound grudging according to Rashi, but the achsadra is la'or nivdekes, and why would you have to bring a ner there? Okay, so this is the perspective of the Baal HaMor. So let's take a look at the Ramban, challenging this in the Milchamos, and then the Ravid takes things half a step further. Okay, Ben Zion, go ahead. Okay, so that's the citation. Okay, so that's basically in place of Amar Avram, as you're used to seeing it. Okay, here we go. Oh. Okay, so he says, wait a second. When the Gemara was discussing, the Bavli, that is, when the Gemara was discussing the need for a ner bayom, the Gemara relegated that to what? The achsadra la'ora nivdeges. There's a fundamental equation between the achsadra and the vade aruba. So the Gemara said, ela litzdadin. So the walk-away conclusion from the Bavli, before we got to the Rif, was that the use of a ner bayom was, as Yehuda said, practically driven, technically driven, litzdadin, where you were unable to otherwise utilize the orachama properly. Okay. Okay, so he didn't like this word that the Baal HaMor put in, the word of the day, afilu be'arbasar. The Ran will make a comment about that as well. So the Ramban says, what does he mean, afilu be'arbasar? Mashamar de afilu be'arbasar hu lashon me'ukam. This is a poor utilization of language. Eladavka be Arbasar. The entire discussion has to be centered on Arbasar. There's no discussion of anything but Arbasar. Aval bishloshasar, af leor haner eno bode kayo bayo midrav Nachman. Damar bishashim negadam etzim v'teim veor haner yafel lebdika kilomar. Okay, so the Ramban always finishes off with the patshat at the Baal HaMor. He says, Rabbeinu, in this case, meaning the Rif, you know, didn't need to elaborate any of these things. And the only reason I had to was because the Baal HaMor came along and thought that he had all these interesting ideas, you know, so I had to set him straight because the Rif took all of these things for granted, because he could have never imagined that somebody could be such an upstart as the Baal Hamor at the age of 18, you know, writing implausible things. So I just had to set the record straight about this. So the Ramban, in his reading of the Baal Hamor, was deeply concerned about this word of afilu. You'll see how this controls the discussion from this point on. We'll see it in the Ravid, and we'll see it in the Ran as well. In other words, what was the Ramban's concern? That what the Baal Hamor meant to say was what? When he said that word, Ela afilu bi'arbaasar, I'm not sure that this is fair, you know, an attack against the Baal Hamor, but that the Baal Hamor was implying. So that's what I was trying to point out. But you see what set the Ramban off. Okay. So the Ramban is interpreting the Baal Hamor, lo se mahani mile bishlosha asar, meaning dafka bishlosha asar, sheyesh lo livdok lele arba asar, ela filu b'arba asar, right, that you can't simply rely on the Or HaChama, and as the Baal Hamor goes on to say, the conclusion is that when you check during the daytime, you'll have to use Or HaNer as well. Noam, I hear what you're saying, and I happen to be very sympathetic to what you're saying, but the Ramban had a very strong reaction to this, and in particular the use of the word afilu, and he says, how could anybody ever think that it would be acceptable for a person to check biyom yud gimel leor haner? Obviously, if a person is not supposed to be posheya and go beyond or aliyar basar, they certainly should not be makdim to yom shlosha. Sorry, bo lahakdim nami b'shlosha sar eino bodek mibnesha or haner yafa lebedika balayla. In other words, that what's driving this is the notion of Or HaNer, and as we said, very much for the Bar Tanura as well, that we have to perform the mitzvah at the time when the Ner is going to be optimized. So Noam, your point is very well taken. Back to Ilan. Okay, so that is very important. Now, can you just read to me, because I want to compare it to my girsa. Can you just read to me exactly the wording you have?
In the Ramban?
The Ramban citation. Yeah, okay. So that is apparently a Girsa issue. I think that's quite possible. And Noam, you'd be satisfied by that as well? No. Take your time. You already, Lan's pointing out the way that the Ramban quotes the Baal Hamor is very different than the text that we were operating with. Okay. Let's take a look at the Ravid. Ben Zion? So it's from the Sefer Kas of Sham, so they just write, excise certain portions of it. One more time. So there's the rehabilitation of Gufa the Nakuda that the Rif left out. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so the Ravid says the truth is that we would have benefited, meaning from the Rif, of him actually citing the Yerushalmi that we learned together. Because the Bavli gives us two reasons. One, b'shah shebnei adam mitzuyin bevatehem. Two, or haner yafel lebedika. So if that's the premise, so the Ravid says with characteristic incisiveness, what about if neither of those reasons apply? Let's say it's an adam batel. There's no, he's retired. Night versus day makes no difference to him. Nobody's coming over. That would seem to neutralize b'shah shebnei adam between bevateyan, right? That's number one. And number two, not just the issue of b'shah shebnei adam mitzuyin bevateyan, but the second issue, which is or haner yafe lebedika. So the Ravid points out that that can be neutralized by which hechi timtzi? Yeah. Because you'll say the ner is just as effective during the daytime in that house as it would be during the nighttime. So the Ravid says, I can perfectly construct a scenario for you where all of the reasons of the Bavli will apply equally by day as they do by night. This guy's retired and he lives in a dark house. So it was just based on the Bavli, there would be no priority to Laila versus Yom. So the only text that gives us any insight into that, says the Ravid, is actually the Yerushalmi. Would have been better to see the Yerushalmi. Because for this guy, the Adam Batel, sort of a sad image, who lives in the Beis Ophel, right? This is what we used to call the van down by the river. As the Ravid conjures up a rather depressing scenario. So you have a person who's not doing very much in a dark house, and night is day and day is night. So what's the difference? So why can't he just do Yom Yadalid? Right? That's only on the basis of the Yerushalmi's comment that that's not the optimal time to use an air. Remember that line in the Yerushalmi? That's why I front-loaded it in our presentation. Mivuos ha'afelin mahu shehet sarach lebodkan betchila lo'or haner. That's what the Yerushalmi said. You didn't have this in the Bavli. But if I can establish a hechi timtzi where neros are just as effective during the day as they are at night, can it be lechatchila? So the way to understand the Yerushalmi, says the Ravid, is milehun derabanan amarin lochama dehu minher belelya hu minher beyimama. You're still not going to get that same efficaciousness out of the ner bayom, even in the Beis Ophel, as you would during the night. And on that basis, it's still considered a form of pshia. A person should really follow the simple din of the Mishnah, which the Ravid quotes, or le'arbasar, botkenes achametz le'or haner, even if he's an adam batel, even if he's gar beves ofel. And that, the Ravid says, the Rif would have done well to quote. Min ha-gemara shalanu, lo lamadnu davar zeh, that was not clear at all, based on the Bavli. Okay. So let's just summarize and distill what we've seen, and then we'll take a look at the Ran, and we'll wrap things up. The Gemara on Daf Ches, as Yehuda pointed out, might have radically changed our entire understanding of there being a formal din, something called mitzvaso b'ner, as well as Or Le'arbasar being Le'al B'dikas Chametz. Because the way that the Gemara read Aliba Derashi was that there was no priority whatsoever when it came to an Achsadra of doing the B'dika at night, but Le'ora Nivdekes, you simply allow the Chama to do its work. There's no reason whatsoever to privilege or to give any priority whatsoever for the achsadra for Or HaNer at night. Moreover, the Gemara goes one step further, and the Gemara says that Livhade Aruba is exactly the same as achsadra. And the only question that we have is litzdadin. And that's when the Gemara means to say, v'lola or hachama, that you would need to use a ner afilu bayom. And when you couple that, as Yehuda noted, with the hemsheikh of the Gemara, hai bayis v'hai lo bayis, where we take into account whether a particular individual is going to be able to focus exclusively on the b'dikas chametz, or whether he's going to be concerned about burning down his home, it sounds like we've almost completely dispensed with any formal understanding of mitzvah sobener, or any formal insistence on Or Le'arbasar, and we're back to where we started with the Tosefta, B'dikas HaNer Yafin Meruba, and the practical interpretations that were supported on Daf Dalid, B'shashe B'nei Adam Mitzuyin B'vatehen, one, and Or HaNer Yafe Le'bedika. The Rif strikes back. And the Rif's citation of the Gemara, quoting all of the Psukim, every single one of them, Shivas Yamim Sor Lo Yimatzei Vatechem, Vayichapes Vagadol Heichel Vakaton Kila Vayimatzei Vayisa Yachapes Yerushalayim and Eretz Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam, and concluding with just one line. And that one line being that as far as Achsadra is concerned, Dinafish Nehora, Bodkin Osa Afilu Le'or HaChama, yes, you can wait in that one case until the daytime. And excising the part of the Gemara about Livhade Aruba suggests to us that the Rif still maintains in the formal sense that Or Le'arbasar is Le'al B'dikas Chametz, number one. And number two, that he draws a bright red line between any bedika that takes place in a household as opposed to something that takes place outside. V'hainu, the distinction between an achsadra and livhade aruba, based on the pasuk shiva syamim, se'or lo yimatzei b'vateichem. Rabbeinu Chananel, it's ki'ilu kasev bakra, it's as if the pasuk explicitly states lo yimatzei v'chipos al yidei ner. The Baal HaMor comes along, depending on how you understand the Baal HaMor, but the Baal HaMor says to us that in his view, during the daytime, and in specific, on the 14th, a person always has to use an Or HaNer. The Ramban attacks this. He doesn't like the use of the term afilu, implying that Yud Gimel could be a possibility. The Ramban dismisses that out of hand. Noam and I think that the Baal HaMor may never have meant to imply that to begin with. But the Ramban notes, the fact is that the Gemara seems to, on the 14th, relegate the use of the Ner to the Tzadim themselves. So the Baal HaMor's conclusion, Ella Tipater B'Shalobadak, based on the Yerushalmi, Hada Amra Afilu Bayom, Tzarech Livdok L'Or HaNer, the Ramban says, may not withstand the criticism of the Bavli and of Chesamid Aleph, where that is relegated strictly to purposes of the Tzedadin. But in any event, the Ramban again reinforces the notion of a formal Or Le'arbasar Bodkin Es HaChametz Le'or HaNer, a person is absolutely not allowed to be makdim. To that, the Ravid adds in that we actually could have come up with a scenario where none of the rationales supported in the Bavli applied. The Bavli again said, B'shashe b'nei adam mitzuyin b'vateihem, The Ravid says, I have an Adam Batel for you. The Bavli says, Mipnei she'or haner yafa l'bedika, I have a base afel for you. The Bavli has nothing to say about this. The Yerushalmi, on the other hand, says, even in that case, an or haner, which is required, will simply not be as efficient. Milehon dirabanan amarin lochamadu minar belelya, huminhar beyimama. And so even for that person, the person should do the bedikas chametz orally arbaasar, because that's the optimal time to use the ner. So again, despite the fact that the Gemara and Daf Ches Amud Aleph seems to open up a huge and gaping hole, we might even call it a full-sized aruba, to the use of chama, and maybe even preferential use of chama, the fact is that the Rif, and all those who comment on the Rif, each in their own way, the Baal HaMor, the Ramban, and the Ravid, all maintain the primacy of orli arbasar and mitzvaso b'ner. Let's just take a look at the Ran in conclusion. Ika manda amar. This is the very, very beginning of the Dabe Alphas. Okay, Ben Sion, take it away. Misukma in one of two cases. Okay, so he makes the same attribution as the Ramban does, that this is the opinion of the Baal HaMor. Noam and I are skeptical. Ilan's point is very well taken, that it could be a girsa issue in terms of the Ramban. Vilesa. Let's take a look at this. But I reject this. Let's understand why. The Hasam be Yerushalmi, note that he cites the Yerushalmi.
Shraga lo kamad minhar belelya minhar b'yimamo. Tochav Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok hachi gamar b'shach shemayadam tzuyim mu'adayim shem pnuyim u'b'shach or anay yafi b'dika k'amirin tre'oro ma'afik b'alel yosir minayom l'fichach im b'alahakdim u'tadok b'yom yagilam or anayim eino rasha.
So substantively, the position of the Ravid. But there's one line here that I think distills the position of the Ravid, because again, he's working on that basis independently. That if you pick up on it, he just makes a slight emendation based on the Yerushalmi of the text of our Gemara. Hilchach Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. So if you go back to Daf Dalet, I think Noam picked up on it, but Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak b'shah shebnei adam mitzuyim bebateihem. That's why you have to do it at night. And once you're at night, v'or haner yafel lebdika. So look how the Ran just tweaks ever so slightly the comment of Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Ben Tzion, did he pick up on it? Hilchach Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak hachi ka'amar. Check. Uvisha. Sheor haner. Yafel lebedika. Meaning what? It's not, okay, once we're at night, it happens to be that Or Haner is Yafel lebedika because it's nighttime, but that there's an affirmative obligation to check. Bisha'a Sheor haner. Yafel lebedika. That's what the Bavli meant to say. Midi Yerushalmi Nishla Labavli. A tweak of the Gemara that we thought was perhaps the clearest evidence that Bedika Aschamet is a practical institution. Okay, that's at nighttime. And once you're talking about the nighttime, so what are you going to use? You're going to use a candle. Or haner yafel lebedika. No. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak hachi ka'amar. In light of the Yerushalmi tarte mashma. B'sha'a shebnei adam mitzuyin bevateihen. U'v'sha'a. It's just a reformulation of the Ravid. It's the Ravid's idea, but the Ran is putting it in such a beautiful way. U'v'sha'a. She'or haner yafel lebedika. You have an obligation to do bdika aschametz when you can get the most out of the candle. Below kama the minhar b'leilya minhar b'yamama. It's not the same candle during the daytime. That's the Ran's repackaging of the Ravid's idea. So that means that one is obligated to do bdika aschametz at a time when a nair is most effective and most efficient. Mitzvaso b'ner. In which case, and again, this is why I set up the sugya the way that I did, is that it could be that even though the Mishnah says or le'ar basar, bodkin es hachametz le'or haner, leading you to believe that or le'ar basar is the koveya, it could actually be the other way around. That Le'or Haner is so fundamental that it drives us to Or Le'or Basar. Just read one line of the Shulchan Aruch and give Ilan the last word. Shulchan Aruch, Kei Ben Sion, just Lasuke Shmaitza, Liba de Hilchasa, Habdika, Tzarech, Shabali Bi Tzricha, I don't know, Tzarech, Shatia, Dayo, right? So, you know, doesn't give you the right impression that it's absolutely lechatchila, but
it's allowed. But who I think can I get a ruba shebefeder?
Fascinating.
Even less, but I would say it's a little partial to the rip, you think? Because also, but who I think it's like it's less, even less accepting, honestly, even to the.
So the Mechaber is just he's in the Chorin and the Sedakin between Rashi and the Rif there, right? Because it's not quite Rashi, right? In Badka Le'or Achama Dayo, you don't get the impression that it's absolutely the Chatchila. So you're starting to believe that he'll cut it off there, but he's willing to say Ruadin Kineged Aruba Shebecheder. That's a fascinating thing. It's always impossible to appreciate the Shulchan Aruch without knowing the Rishonim inside and out to figure out what he's negotiating. Now you could read this line and think like, okay, he read the Gemara on Daf Ches, good for him. There's a lot that was on his mind. He had to figure out exactly where he stood on this issue. Okay, Ilan, go ahead. Just give you a look.